May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pooh Bob, Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have the third audio clip from a lecture that Shunyu Suzuki gave on July 22nd, 1965, in the evening at Los Altos. He gave a morning and an evening talk, frequently going back, almost always going back to the San Francisco from Los Altos, 30-minute drive, something like that, 35 minutes from the Sokoji Temple on Bush Street to the Marion Derby's home in Los Altos. First, I'll read the clip, and then I'll play the audio for it. This is the third paragraph. If you go to the verbatim transcript on shunyusuzuki.com, you can get it by, if you want to follow it reading, you know, just go to shunyusuzuki.com, the lecture search form, and then just write in the keywords 65-07-22. That's July 22nd, 1965, and it'll come up. So I'm going to read the third paragraph, and I'm going to go into the fourth paragraph a little and stop there. All right. When we sit, we call it inmost nature, in itself, or activity. We call it the self-use of inmost nature. Let it work. You don't do anything, but let our true nature work by itself. This is Zen practice. Of course, even though you do not do anything, you will have pain in your legs or some difficulty to keep your mind calm. And sometimes you may think, oh, my zazen is not so good. That is also the activity of the inmost nature. Not your activity, but the activity of your true nature. Your true nature says, your zazen is not so good. If he says so, you should accept it. Oh, not so good. What are you thinking? Stop thinking, okay? This is Zen, you know. When you do something, there's a kind of morality in it because you do it by choice. But when you make a decision to do something, your inmost nature will tell you, well, that won't be so good. Why don't you do it this way? This is precepts, you know. When we have some choice in our activity, in zazen, we have no choice. We just sit. And whatever the inmost nature says, let it do it. I don't mind. That's zazen. But when you have, when you make some plan, you're responsible for it too. And at that time, you should listen to what your inmost nature will say. That is morality or precepts. Our inmost nature will tell you what to do. So if you understand this way, this is morality or this is precepts. So the precepts actually are not just 2 or 250 or 500. For females, we have 500 precepts, and for males, 250. Now, it's not fair, but anyway, 500 or 300, it doesn't matter. Whatever we do is precepts because we have some choice. We have to make some decision. I am responsible for it. What should I do? And when we make some decision, we listen to Buddha nature. What should I do? That's all. When Suzuki referred to, 250 precepts for men, 500 for women, he's talking about the original Buddhism. And he says, we have, or something like that. That's not something that was honored by Mahayana Buddhism. Maybe some Mahayana did. I don't think so. I think that was one of the points was, you don't have to stick to everything. And also, the Buddha, in one of the Mahayana texts, it said Buddha's, when he's dying, he says, there's too many precepts. Just go back to the basic ones. But he didn't elaborate which ones. So when all the arhats got together to decide what to do, they thought, well, we'd better keep them all. Now, I don't know what the source is for that. But, I've heard it or read it, multiple times. So I assume it's Mahayana. Because they're pretty attached, it seems to me, to the precepts. some of them are they're sort of outdated and stuff. Also, the women wasn't 500. It was like men was like around 250, and women was more like around 350. I just tried to find it, but I just did a quick look. I couldn't see it. Now, when he's talking about listening to our inmost nature, that's tricky. Of course, he's leaving it up to our judgment to know what's our inmost nature and he could say, well, everything is an expression of your inmost nature, but you might have thoughts like, all right, I had a friend who went and had a psychotic break, right? And he thought Jesus was telling him to go put his hand on women's butts in public. So he did that, and he found how interesting it was that they didn't seem to complain, because he picked very large women. And, he was obsessed with their butts. So he'd go up and just put his hand on, like in Safeway in a department store. And then one day he followed a woman into the dressing room, and he got in trouble and got arrested. And the thing was, he was in court saying, somebody at the door. He was in court saying, explaining how Jesus had told him to do this. When all of a sudden he snapped out of it, he said he just woke up out of the whole thing and was filled with the most enormous embarrassment and sense of humiliation. It was like that whole persona was gone. And so he became a California registered sex offender and, just embarrassed to death and left the state. He's doing fine now. I've been in touch with him recently. Yeah, we all have our weird moments, huh? So anyway, one has to, one guru I know that's in a totally different system on this sort of thing, says to follow your excitement, or follow your inner voice telling you what to do, or your feeling. It's not a voice necessarily. It's not you're listening to your thinking going blah blah blah. Your feeling, what you're attracted to, what you have a good feeling about. I have a good feeling about having sex with a woman I just met. But I don't do it because I have some judgment, and I know my wife wouldn't approve. But, some men, I know myself included, have thoughts like that, have urges and things. So is this my inmost nature telling me to be promiscuous? No, I know it's not. So what that other guru said was you have to follow your inner voice or your inner feelings with integrity. So I think it's a minefield there, and it's tricky, and one should be cautious. This is the sort of thing that could be taken advantage of, and in the history of Buddhism, there's no worse example of twisting dharma to serve evil purposes than Japanese imperial Buddhism and militarism in the first half of the 20th century. You really got to be careful. I wonder, don't think of everything you hear Shunyu Suzuki saying as absolute dharma, We're responsible for processing what we hear. And like he says, spoken teaching is just hints. He's just doing his best. He's coming up. He has a sense of what his inner voice is, right? So he's saying, boy, this is sure work for me. That's all you have to do. But, we just have to exercise judgment and be responsible. And he does talk about we have to be responsible there. Anyway, you see where I'm coming from. And I don't think it will help for me to elaborate more on that. So let's hear what he has to say in his own words now, in his own voice. Edited, I didn't have to edit this much at all. Took out a few coughs, a few extra spaces, bunch of clicks. I think there's something wrong with the machine making this Marion's a reel-to-reel tape recorder. Very high-quality recordings. Oh, God. Boy, the ones they were doing, they did some high-quality ones at Zen Center, too, around this time, 65, they started. I think they got the idea from Marion. She sort of broke the ice. The idea was, we can't record him. It's for the moment and stuff like that. And Marion was strong and, asked him, can I record you? I want to, and he said, yeah. So they started doing it in the city. Oh, it's okay. We can record him. That's the way I see it. Now, I do know one person in the city said, no, we all started at the same time. But I think they just want to take credit. But it doesn't matter. Anyway, after they started using the reel-to-reels, they got into these cheap recorders and had people that really weren't good audio engineers with cheap recorders. And there's just a lot of really bad quality recordings. I mean, that 66, 67, oh, God, and we lost so much there. Anyway, don't worry about it. Just enough survives. All right, come on, let's listen to Suzuki. What does he have to say?
When we sit, we call it, immersed nature. In its self activity. This is, we call self-use of immersed nature. Let it work. You don't do anything, but let our true nature work by itself. This is Zen practice. Of course, even though you do not do anything, you will have pain on your legs or some difficulty to keep your mind calm. And sometimes you may think, oh, my zazen is not so good. And that is also the activity of the inmost nature. you know, not your activity, but the activity of your true nature. Your true nature says, you Zazen is not so good. If he says so, you should accept it. Oh, not so good. What are you thinking? Stop thinking. Oh. Okay. This is Zen. No. When you do something, you know, it is a kind of morality. It is in it. It is because you do something by your choice, you know. But when you make decision to do something, your inmost nature will tell you that will not be so good. Why don't you do it this way? That is precepts, you know. When we have some choice in our activity, in Zazen we have no choice. We just sit. And whatever inmost nature say, let it do it. I don't mind. This is Zazen. But when you have you make some plan, you are responsible for it too. And at that time, you should listen to what your inmost nature will say. That is morality or precepts. Our inmost nature will tell you what to do. So if you understand this way, this is morality, or this is precepts. So the precepts actually is not only 2 or 250 or 500. For female, we have 500 precepts. And for male, 250. That is not so fair. But anyway, 500 or 300, it doesn't matter. Whatever we do is precepts. Because we have some choice. We have to make some decision. I am responsible for it, what I should do. And when we make some decision, we listen to Buddha nature. What should I do? That's all.
This has been a Kyuk Audio podcast. I'm D.C. Puba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Dogge Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.